Exercise 11 through 12. However knowledgeable people are about waiting in their own country, learning to play this intricate game in a foreign culture is tricky. The rules are often as diverse as the countries themselves. The British, for example, pride themselves on the orderliness of their queues. Israelis, on the other hand, stubbornly resist forming distinct lines. But when Leon Mann studied Israelis at bus stops, he found that they established implicit rules, so that commuters almost invariably boarded the bus in order of arrival.
This system, he observed, reflects the orderly, egalitarian nature of Israeli society, which values independence and service according to need, but rejects regimentation.
Reactions to waiting are also culturally diverse. One study, for example, found that Italian queues are more likely to be characterized by lighthearted conversation and a general atmosphere of cheerfulness, as opposed to the irritability and impatience that represent American lines. Because the rules of waiting are usually not made explicit, outsiders often misinterpret the message. The inevitable result is conflict. King Hassan of Morocco, for example, is a notorious late arriver, whose lack of punctuality has ultimately injured his country's foreign relations. In 1981, when Queen Elizabeth II paid a call, the king kept her waiting for 15 minutes. The queen was not amused.